This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. Potentially dangerous pesticide residue has been found on marijuana sold in Colorado. The discovery has led to recalls for products from at least two dispensaries. It also raises questions about consumer safety and the regulation of one of the state's fastest-growing industries. KUNC's Matt Bloom has been following the story, and he joins me now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Kyra.
So the latest recall was issued late last week. Can you just tell me, like, what's going on?
Right. So there are two active right now. One in Denver for products sold at Lush Dispensary, and one in Boulder issued last Thursday for products sold at Boulder Botanics. Both are for medical products only. Now, the state's Marijuana Enforcement Division put a list of affected serial numbers on its website and social media. It's launched an investigation into both recalls and says if you have one of these serial numbers, you should immediately return your product to the dispensary.
Wow. And what are the dispensaries saying? Have people been returning those products?
Yes and no. I spoke with the general manager of Boulder Botanics on the phone. She declined to comment until she spoke to a lawyer. But I did speak to the co-owner of Lush in Denver, Cynthia Anderson. She says no one has returned the product so far. She's actually gotten a few calls of support from regular customers. She says the company never uses chemicals that are not on the state's approved list. That's the approved pesticide list for growing. Here she is.
I would not lie to our patients. I would not lie to Med. We have been full transparency. And like I said, we wanted to find out where this particular ingredient came from as much as anybody else.
She also denies knowing anything about how these chemicals ended up on her product. But she says Med, the Marijuana Enforcement Division, also just last week came to her store and made her destroy about $20,000 worth of cannabis on top of issuing this recall.
And are the chemicals listed in the recall, are they dangerous if they're consumed? Like, have you heard about people getting sick?
The problem is we just don't know. I haven't heard of any people getting sick, but none of these chemicals listed in the recalls are on the state's approved list that I was talking about earlier. So the state would classify them as dangerous. I spoke to John Scott. He's with the Colorado Department of Agriculture's Pesticide Division. He says there are still a lot of unknowns when it comes to pesticides and marijuana and how they might affect the people consuming them.
No one's done the risk assessments to determine that, hey, this specific parts per million on cannabis would still be safe. And that's really the unknown. And why, you know, we've taken the approach, very precautionary approach.
I should also note that the Environmental Protection Agency does classify some of the pesticides found in these recent recalls as possible carcinogens. So there is a real risk here.
Okay, so then should people be worried about the marijuana they or maybe their family members might be purchasing?
Scott says that it really comes down to personal choice. He recommends if you're really concerned to check out the state's list of approved pesticides and confirm with your grower, your local grower and dispensary of choice to make sure they are the only one, they are only using approved pesticides. He says that the state is also ramping up its mandatory pesticide testing for growers, so that could result in more recalls if the Marijuana Enforcement Division deems it necessary.
All right. Well, that's KUNC's Matt Bloom updating us on recent medical marijuana recalls in Colorado. Matt, thanks so much for this update.
No problem, Kyra.
You can go further with this story and find affected product serial numbers on our website, KUNC.org.